earth, and sky.
You remove cloud coverage, and there's less cirrus clouds in the upper atmosphere now to trap that heat, so more heat that's emitted by the Earth is leaking out to space.
You're listening to atmospheric physicist David Mitchell, who spoke to EarthSky at a 2009 science meeting. Mitchell is researching a procedure he hopes could slow global warming by dissipating cirrus cloud cover. Jets would seed the clouds with special particles that would grow into ice crystals. It's similar to cloud seeding that farmers use to produce rain.
In rain formation, you're targeting storm clouds. But in this situation, you're targeting the very high cirrus clouds. If you can make the ice crystals larger in those clouds, they're going to fall out faster, and they're going to remove the cirrus clouds.
Cirrus clouds high in the atmosphere act as a natural blanket that keeps heat in the Earth's atmosphere. Mitchell theorizes that dissipating these clouds might slow global warming, but only temporarily.
They shouldn't look at it like a solution to global warming, because this would, at the best, it would buy some time to slow down the rate of global warming. The best thing that this could do would be to give you some time for greener technologies to come online.
That was atmospheric physicist David Mitchell, and I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.